Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of The Todd Talks, your morning dose of whatever I want to talk about, delivered as is without any edits. So, it's Thursday. It is apparently going to thunderstorm here in New York. We'll see. That 5K that I've mentioned before is today. So, hopefully I don't get struck, but it should be okay. I'm excited for that regardless. Also, it's nice that the weather's a little bit cooler, so I won't get too hot. As I think I mentioned before, try and beat my time of last year. Think I can do that. I mean, I'm in better shape than I was a year ago, so I've definitely made progress there. And the people that I'm running with were called the Wolf Pack. Yes, that kind of Wolf Pack. And they're all pretty athletic. They all can run. And one of them is training for the marathon, and I think they all ran around 20 to 21 minutes, so we're all aiming for that right now this year. So I'm excited for that, but that's not what I'm talking about today. I really want to focus on the idea of loyalty. So I think I mentioned before, I am very brand loyal, and I may mention brands and say, hey, this product's great, or hey, this brand is great. Again, not being paid by any of that. I don't think I would do that, or if I was getting paid, I'd be like, this is sponsored by blah, 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 make it very clear. I think that's one thing I'm very about is authenticity. I'm not gonna fake it. Especially if someone pays me for a product I don't like, no, I'm gonna probably refuse it. I know that's one truth. That's definitely one truth for me. Is need to be me, need to be authentic, don't care, exactly. So loyalty, why does that matter? Well, I want to start off with what happened something yesterday. I actually contacted Anchor Support. So I may have mentioned this before. I am recording these podcasts with Anchor. Anchor is great. I'm going to keep saying that. It's free. You can try it. It's really easy to try and just like explore and then learn from there. But I contact them because my RSS feed that I'm now using to manually distribute the podcast to other platforms, because, you know, even though Anchor does do an automatic distribution, there's still some areas that doesn't have a network in. So you need to update my RSS feed so it can match an email address. I set up an email address yesterday for The Todd Talks. That's info@thetoddtalks.com. So just another way to contact me if email is your preference versus many other options that are now available. So, you know, contact them via the email support page. Normally when you do that, I'm expecting like 1 to 2 to 3 to several business days response. 7 minutes. 7 minutes. Got a response saying, hey, Todd, updated it for you. You're all good to go. That's awesome. For a free customer service, provide that kind of return, that kind of turnaround time, that time to first solution offer, incredible. So that was definitely on top of mind. Definitely started spiking. Oh, loyalty. Why do I care about that? So definitely I keep going back to the same place. Buy it. The other reason why that popped in my mind is that 2 days ago I got my haircut. Now that's normally not an exciting event, but the last three haircuts I didn't get at my normal place because the neighborhood shop that I go to was under construction, doing a little facelift, making some new adjustments, and I was just so happy. I was very happy to have my man back. I'm at the shop back. I'm a man back. Shout out to Tony over at now Neighborhood Cut and Shave in Chelsea. Tony's a man. If you ever want a great haircut, highly, 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 highly recommend him. If you're a good dude or a good person, tell him I sent you. He deserves all the love because he's great. Anyway, so those two are definitely on top of my mind. But in addition to that, I think the other thing I was starting thinking about is just how else I can just leverage my resources and how else I can give. Because I like to be a very giving person. And especially if you are good to me, or if I have that intuition that you're good, that will start building rapport, start building trust. And once I feel that connection, I give more, right? Like, I love helping others succeed. I just love seeing that kind of growth. And the more recently, as I said, I've been trying to do all these things, like actually trying to be a practitioner and doing So obviously, as I mentioned on the Parsnip ship, I started running ads, Facebook, Instagram. Actually, that the advertising I did there crushed it. So really happy about that. Started applying the same principles to my own personal brand on Instagram. That went pretty well. So I'm excited to keep doing that going forward as I build and learn more, especially on these ad platforms. Again, like I understand the principles behind them in my current role, but seeing what else more advanced things I can do. Because I know in AdWords, you can do a lot of really advanced targeting, do all these advanced things. I want to start doing some cool things like that on Instagram, Facebook, as well as start exploring other mediums that may make sense depending on what I'm consulting on and working on. So the other thing I also started thinking about was just these different apps. Like, there's a lot of cool apps. And I was at this tech event the other day, a couple days ago, and it was just really interesting to, you know, I was just talking to some people, talking about who I am, what I do, I started dropping this podcast, started dropping the Parsnip ship, started dropping, like, I actually got invited through one of my great friends. Shout out to Mimi, she's the CEO of Common Connects. It's a wonderful app. Think of it like the Tinder for networking. So geolocating based off of interests and job titles, it's a mix and match. Really smart, obviously, for the startup scene. If you're someone who needs a UX designer, you can be like, oh, like, where are UX designers in my area? Or, you know, if you need a product manager or whatever, maybe if you're hiring, trying to see if you can find the right fit, especially in this day and age of mobile and mobile first, I think it's a great idea. So anyway, going out there, seeing people's different things, trying to give some information based off of what I know, people I was taking in information based on what they know. And what was really interesting is that when people went to my site on mobile, it's a totally different experience than the desktop. And that was a miss on my end, my bad. They go to, if you go to the, or you, when you used to, I actually made this change already. If you used to go to thetoddtalks.com, or now I like to call it the three T's, thetoddtalks.com, it would redirect to the Anchor landing page, which is fine. But the problem is that it would have a splash pop-up being like, download Anchor. And people are like, what is this? I don't want to download this. So what I did yesterday is I quickly spun up like a Wix.com free landing page, put a picture there, some of the text, and then hyperlink to all the different ways you could listen to it, which is a much better experience because it can optimize for mobile desktop. It didn't take me that much time. And I already started sending that out. And people are like, yeah, this is a much better mobile experience. So that was a good lesson learned. Going back to loyalty, I just like good ideas and like especially good intuition. So I definitely want to give a couple shout outs to some companies that I really like talking to and like understanding. There's some I need to do more information on because I just don't understand some of the, or I understand the basic technology, but I don't understand it to a higher level. But I definitely want to do a shout out to one that I thought was very clever called App. Check it out. App. I think there's a hyphen in between the two words, but they are the movie pass for appetizers. Basically, they partner with all these restaurants and you get a free appetizer if you go to them. It's cool. Try it out. I'm going to definitely try it out. I'm going out of town this weekend, but when I get back, definitely want to try that out with a friend or two or several. Why not? The other one I like because I love gamifying life. I talked about that in a previous episode and how I played video games as a kid and how that really influenced and how that manifests in adulthood. There's a cool company called Kids Break Ground, which, you know, just allows kids to explore different passions. You know, when you're a kid, maybe you want to be a doctor, you want to be an astronaut, you want to be, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter. Having an area that they can explore and play and understand is very important, especially in this day and age of technology. So this app does is basically allows kids to do that, like through educational games, understand like these different jobs, allow them actually try like, oh, does this sound interesting? If it is, great, like let them explore, let them try. If they don't like it, great. At least they try and they can do something cool. And then last one, mainly because I really, well, there's a couple other ones, but the other one that's really coming off the top of my mind is one called Maker. MAKR. I cared about that one because I'm thinking about my own branding and my own logos, both on the Tontox and the Parsnip ship. I want to do some redesigns there. I mean, I guess if you have any designer friends out there, hit me up. We'd love to get in contact, but want to getting a little bit more professional branding. especially on my other podcast, Parsnip Ships, for season 4. We want to do a complete redesign over the summer. Really put a new breath of fresh air into the site. We did a lot of redesigning last year, which was great, but I think we can do even more, especially with some of the more outdated photos, some of the outdated branding and logos, really trying to spruce it up as we push forward and grow and succeed. Similar in this podcast, I want something that, an image or something that kind of encapsulates this talk. Maybe it's just like a picture, some sort of like imagery of me, or like some sort of like representation of me without it being a photo of me. I don't know. I'm gonna make some things and try some stuff out. But yeah, Maker's pretty cool because it's not just for online branding and logos, but also you can do swag. So, you know, I love things that are all in one, right? Because it's convenience, utility. Even with Google products, I'm loyal to Google products, not because I work for them, but I've loved them since, like, I don't know, high school, when I was like, oh, wow, I can get my Gmail here, I can get my calendar here, I got access drive in here. This is so convenient. It's utility. Everything's on the cloud. I don't have to have I can log in anywhere, right? That is what grabs my attention and enables me to be like, okay, cool. And then they were smart because, like, oh, you can now log in with your Google account and other platforms, so I have less passwords, remember. Very smart. Again, utility, functionality, very important to me. Makes me like a brand that much more. A couple other things though, but I'm not gonna go into it right now because I want to have some follow-up chats and really understand like the power of certain other companies that I mentioned and saw. But yeah, very cool. Very cool event. Definitely excited to see how else I can help in these spaces. It's like, yeah, just learning more, right? Just like doing networking. Again, I'm not trying to make people do anything. I'm not like, oh, download my app or like whatever. That's, you know, if they want to, great. If they don't, great. But it's more just like, you know, being part of the community again. It was actually interesting. When I was revamping the Todd Talk site, I logged into my blogger on my personal account. And ironically, back in 2012, I had a blog called Todd Talks. I guess maybe that just re-inspired it from 6-7 years ago. And what's funny about that is back then I was, I guess, a junior or senior in college, and I was really into IT entrepreneurship. I was actually really into the startup scene in Boston. I was going to all these events like a couple times a week. And I actually had that, my Todd Talks blog was just about, it was an entrepreneurship blog. I think that was a requirement of the class that I was in, the year-long class I was in. But it was really interesting. So I was like, oh, like, I was like, here's all these different like resources and like trying to give information via blogger away. Now, maybe I'll start doing something like that, but I'm not a big fan of writing. I mentioned this before. That's not, I'm a big fan. I'm not good at it, right? It's one of my weaknesses. Reading, writing, not my strengths. Talking, listening, much stronger on. I think, if I ever write a book, I'll probably have someone else write it for me. Hopefully just transcribe what I say, because I don't know why. It's an easier platform for me, but I do like sharing knowledge. So maybe if it's in a short form, like under 3-minute kinds of blogs, maybe I'll start doing that. I think it'd be cool to like share kinds of different resources that I find on these different topics to help reinforce it in different medium. Especially right now, I'm not going to be able, I can't hire anyone, or nor do I really want to hire anyone. I kind of want to explore these different avenues on my own, but trying to maximize my reach and like have more material, because again, primarily it's just the podcast. Try and get more and more on Snapchat throughout the day. I actually made an intentional mindset shift. So I mentioned this before, Snapchat, you can't log into multiple accounts on the same profile. You know, on Facebook, you can switch accounts pretty easily on the mobile app. Instagram, same thing. Snapchat, no. So what I had to do is make a separate profile on my Pixel phone and then go between the two environments in order to use both of them. My personal was on my main profile. Business was on a separate profile. That was the only app on that separate profile. And I decided to switch the two because even that small boundary of, you know, maybe it takes 15, 20 seconds to switch. That in and of itself was just becoming a slight barrier. And that slight barrier can make a whole difference, right? Ease of use. I just said before, I'm going to repeat it again, utility, functionality, that's easy to do, makes you want to do it that much more, at least for me. So definitely excited to keep practicing and trying more things, hopefully gain a community or further gain that community, be loyal to that community, be loyal to you all. That's why I keep asking for feedback, because if you're listening to this and you're gaining, if you already gained some value, but there's some points where you're like, Todd, this part sucked, or like, Todd, like, you should change this. Hear me out. Like, I love to hear. I don't care if it's blunt, honest. I don't care if it's on text or email or voice, or in, if you see me and you're like, hey, I just want to talk to you. I mean, whatever. I don't really care. I'm trying to maximize value for everyone here. Try to give and listen to that community. Be loyal to that. Understand that, and grow from there as a community. So I think that's all for today. Another thing I'm thinking about podcasting about is more of my origin story. Don't really talk too much about that. Don't really have it down very well. So I think this podcast would be a great way to explore that, kind of give you a little bit more insight of who I am, where I come from. I think that's very topical because I'm actually going back home to Boston this weekend. It's my sister's birthday. Shout out to my sister, Terry. And then also it's Mother's Day. Shout out to my mom. So I think that would be timely to talk about my family, my upbringing, how I got to New York, more about that. So yeah, be on the tune for that. But in the meantime, thank you as always, and I hope you have a great day.